Cruz, we welcome you to the EIB microphone in the program. Great to have you here, sir.
Rush, it's fantastic to be with you.
I have to tell you, I've had so many people. I've been off the past couple of days, but while this has been going on, I've had so many people email me so uplifted by what you did in the last 21 hours and what you did leading up to it. So many people so happy that there finally is some leadership, that so happy finally somebody who's doing in Washington what they were elected to do, what they said they were going to do. And I just, before we started, I'm sure you're hearing much the same thing, but I wanted you to know that while you're getting all these arrows, as pioneers do, there's a lot of appreciation and a lot of love for what you're doing out there.
Well, Rush, thank you so much. Thank you for that encouragement, and thank you for your leadership. You know, I really hope that over the course of this week, we'll see more and more Republicans step forward. We had quite a few Republicans come down to the floor and support the effort, and I hope that we'll see as many Republicans as possible and even some Democrats come together and listen to the American people. As you know, every week you talk to 20 million Americans, you know where the American people are on this, and it's not a close call. Obamacare isn't working, and millions of Americans are hurting. And if the Senate just listens to the American people, we'll do the right thing, and we'll vote to defund it.
Well, in a political sense, it's been one of the things that surprised me, because you're right, no matter what poll you look at, a vast majority of people oppose this. And I look at this, politics isn't my business, getting votes isn't my business, but it seems to me that this is a ready-made opportunity. Here's a chance for the Republican Party to connect to a majority of the American people on a fundamental issue. If they're looking for something that could get them back, that could give them an identity, could give them a little boost, this seems to me to be it, but they seem to want to have no desire to oppose this in any meaningful way, and it's got me and a lot of people befuddled.
Well, look, Rush, I understand that frustration. It's why I think in many ways the central issue that we were trying to focus on in the filibuster was not the continuing resolution. It wasn't even Obamacare, as horrific as it is for the economy. The central issue, I think, is the longstanding problem we have had with Washington not listening to the American people, with Democrats and Republicans, a lot of folks who've been in office way too long, who stopped listening to their constituents. And as a result, we see lots of theater, lots of empty symbolic votes, and very little willingness to actually stand up and fight.
Well, now,
on
wait.
Behalf of the American people.
Theater is what you were accused. Michael Barone, as soon as you finished, accused you of engaging in theater, and that you knew it, and that you knew there's no way you have any prayer of accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Others have said that you're just fundraising, and you're making it look like you're doing something substantive, but it's just theater.
Well, you know, one of the approaches that those who want to maintain the status quo, who want to make sure Obamacare stays funded, who want to avoid any risk, one of the approaches they do is they try to make this all about people. They try to make it all about personalities. And listen, most Americans could not care less about any politician in Washington. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody else either. And what is utterly maddening about all of these reporters is what do they write about all day long? They write about the process. They write about the horse race. They write about this personality or the other. They act like they're Hollywood gossip columnists writing about bickering. I mean, how many times have you and I both read the word Republican Civil War in the past week? Because that's what they like to write about.
Right.
And listen, what I tried to spend much of the filibuster all but begging the media to do. In fact, I explicitly said, listen, all right, you guys can't resist writing some about the process, some about that silliness, but let me just ask you 50% of what you write. Discuss the substance of how Obamacare is the number one job killer in the country, how millions of Americans are suffering, how it's forcing people into part-time work, how it's threatening millions of Americans' health insurance. Just write a little about the substance. And the strategy on the other side is really twofold. Number one, confuse the voters. Confuse the voters with procedural obfuscation, with complexity, so that they don't understand what's going on. And number two, make it all about personalities. And listen, others can engage in that game. Rush, I have no intention of defending myself or reciprocating. It's not about anybody. It's not about us. It is about listening to the American people and stopping this disaster, this nightmare, this train wreck that is Obamacare.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is a... I know you just said you don't want to defend yourself, and I'm not asking you to do this, but I do want to put to you a criticism that I have heard, and it is... You have too. That you have, oh, heaven forbid, you have ignored the inside rules of the Senate, that you didn't go to your party conference to try to convince them, et cetera, to do this, and that you love just being an outsider, and that the precious rules of the Senate were not observed, and because of that, you're harming the party.
Well, I will note that some of the folks making that argument, in fact, the only folks I've seen making that argument are not, in fact, senators, who attend the meetings. Indeed, I've heard it referred to as the Thursday meeting of the conference. The meeting's actually on Tuesday, so the people who go on television purporting to know what they're talking about, they don't actually know what day the Senate meets. And more fundamentally, I've attended not all, but virtually all of the meetings since I've been in the Senate, and we have been discussing, number one, strategies on Obamacare for at least 6 months. Mike Lee and I have been going over and over and over again saying, does anyone else have an alternative? Does anyone else have any plan? And there's never been a plan. And we've been talking about this for months. So nobody has an argument, at least no one that's actually attended those lunches, that we didn't discuss this ad nauseum. Now, they have a different argument that we didn't wait for and get their approval and permission to stand up and do our best to fight this fight because, look, each of the 100 senators, we're elected by our constituents, and I've got an obligation not to my colleagues, but to 26 million Texans
exactly.
To fight for them.
Senator, most of your colleagues said exactly what you've said in the last 21 hours, in the last 2 weeks, in the last year. Most of your colleagues said years ago what you said. At the moment of truth, they're not to be found. They've sought solace somewhere else. But they don't seem to. I look at what you're doing, forgive me for characterizing, I look at what you're doing as simply doing what you were elected to do, as you said, but you're also drawing a line. At some point, we've got to say we're not going to allow this kind of freedom to be lost in this country. I think this is what this is about. What Obamacare substantively is what you're about.
Rush, I think you are absolutely right. And to be honest, look, I think what Mike and I are doing, I don't view as a terribly big deal. We're trying to actually stand for the principles that every Republican in the Senate says he or she believes in. We're trying to actually listen to the American people, and we're trying to tell the truth. I mean, part of why, you know, people ask, why does Congress have, you know, a 10, 12, 15% approval rating? It's because for years, Congress has ignored the will of the American people. And this process, I think it's important for your listeners to understand how this process is going to play out this next week, because much of what the Senate does is engage in show votes that are designed to look one way to the voters and, in fact, be like World Federation Wrestling, entirely fixed. So what's going to happen next is on Friday or Saturday, we're going to have a vote on what's called cloture on the bill. That is the vote that matters. It takes 60 votes to grant cloture. What cloture is cutting off debate, saying there should be no more debate. And the reason that matters is if Harry Reid gets 60 votes to cut off debate to get cloture on the bill, he will then file one amendment, and he said only one amendment, that guts the House continuing resolution and that fully funds Obamacare. And so any Republican, in my view, who votes for cloture, who votes with Harry Reid, who votes with the Democrats to cut off debate and give Harry Reid the ability to fund Obamacare fully on a 51-vote partisan vote of only Democrats, is voting to fund Obamacare. Now, a number of Republicans are going to maintain that no. Their vote to cut off debate is in support of the House bill. And, Rush, that's simply not the case. It's a show vote. Now, if Harry Reid gets 60 votes, every Republican then will vote against his amendment to fund Obamacare. And so all 46 Republicans want to go home to their districts and say, gosh, I voted to defund Obamacare, and marvel of marvels, we lost, which, to be honest, is the outcome that I think more than a few of them affirmatively desire. And part of what's so problematic with Washington is how many Republicans want a show vote to pretend to their constituents they're fighting for what they say they're fighting for, rather than actually fighting for it and actually winning. And
well, that's it. It's in a nutshell right there. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, when you were running for Senate, you probably thought you were joining a lot of people that were like you, wanted to stop this. You get there, you find out you're one of three or four.
I will tell you, the single biggest surprise on arriving to the Senate is the defeatist attitude here. I mean, we don't even talk about how to win a fight. There's no discussion about that. We talk about, hey, let's get a show vote so we can go tell our constituents we're doing something. But I promise you, Rush, if you had to sit through one Senate lunch, you'd be in therapy for a month. I don't know that you could let it. As bad as you might think it is, and listen, these are good men and women. I respect them. I like them. Many of these are my friends. But they've been here a long time, and they're beaten down, and they don't believe we can win. They don't believe it can happen. And the answer, they say, on every issue is, no, we can't do it. We can't do it.
And you're trying to get the American people to stand up and rise up and give them some energy. I understand that. That's another thing what you're doing, I think, is misunderstood. Look, I know you're really tired. I've got a couple more questions. I got to take a break.
Sure.
Can you hang on? If you can't, I totally understand.
I'm here for as long as you like me.
Cool. Be right back, folks. Do not go away. Senator Ted Cruz with us here on the...